Following up really on what we said yesterday about follow through, people, you know, dream big about the Lord. They have big prophecies over their lives and they want these things to come true, which is wonderful. But at some point, that dream, that prophecy, has to become rooted in the reality of an ongoing pursuit. Edison, you know, made 1,000 light bulbs before he found one that worked. We fail desperately when we don't stand on what God has said or press in to what he's opened up to us. We have not grasped the fact that it's not going to come to us on a plate. When the children of Israel went to enter the land of Canaan, they had to fight their way in for that which God had given them. He didn't say, "There you are, I've destroyed all your enemies in front of you, you just go in and take it." Close combat, hand to hand, fighting for every inch of what God had already given them. And this is the principle. He's given us everything, but we have to press in. And in the pressing in, we show our intentionality to him. Because if we're just going to sit on the sidelines and wait for him to hand it to us in a goodie bag, we'll still be sitting there when he comes. It's not going to come like that. There has to be a rising up of the will on the inside, a determination to say, that is mine, I'm having it. Like Caleb put his foot on the mountain and said, "This one's mine." And at 80 years old, he went in and got it. We need to be Calebs in our thinking, beloved. Calebs, not Ahabs. God bless you. I'll let you look up Ahab. God bless you.